This legislation does a couple things that the many other proposals floating around the Hill do not. For one thing, it would create a separate committee to decide on postal offices' closures and closing processing centers. And then, if the Postal Service were to fail to pay bills for more than 30 days, which looks likely right now, then in that case, another independent group would take over and just slash costs where it saw fit, similarly to a bankruptcy judge. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa sponsored the legislation along with Subcommittee Chairman Dennis Ross. And here's Issa speaking about his goals.
I would like to preserve service to the greatest extent possible. I would like to retain the value, the low-cost value of good delivery around our country, because I believe that's important. Do we have a transition that primarily is going to be based on labor? Yes. Do I know that maintaining those rural post offices and some urban is important? Yes. Do I believe we have to reduce the number of processing centers in order to be more efficient? I think we all know we do, and none of us want it to be one that employs in our state or our city.
So Issa says that this bill allows those tough and politically unpopular choices to be made. He also estimates that would save more than $10 billion a year, which, coincidentally, is just the amount of money that the Postal Service estimates it's going to lose this year.
Interesting. So there are post offices in every congressional district. Everybody's going to want to preserve his or her own jobs and service. Is this controversial?
Controversial in that Democrats and Republicans alike are saying that they're not going to let the Postal Service slip away. They're going to do something. And in fact, on this committee, all agree that the Postal Service has to right size, which is kind of code for shedding jobs and somehow getting rid of about 100,000 workers. But the thing is, Democrats really don't like this idea of a committee that could step in and unilaterally adjust labor provisions. Here's Ranking Member Elijah Cummings of Maryland.
The last thing we want to be doing is destroying jobs and putting people in a worse situation, that is, unable to provide for their families.
So Cummings introduced his own bill just hours before this subcommittee hearing, and his bill would return the estimated $6.9 billion that the Postal Service has overpaid to the Federal Employees Retirement System and tell the Postal Service to use that money to offer buyout packages to employees.
So we have another divided situation here. How likely is compromise?
The bill was approved by the subcommittee straight down party lines. None of the Democratic amendments were approved. And really, the biggest sticking point is what exactly to do with those, again, about 100,000 postal employees who just aren't going to be needed in a slimmed-down postal service. Daryl Issa says he feels bad for them, but they're not the priority.
The federal workforce has to meet the needs of the American people, not just the American taxpayer meet the need of federal workforce.
That said, Issa did indicate, even though none of those Democratic amendments were approved, that once this larger issue of reform is addressed and these structural changes are in place, he may be willing to agree to return that prepayment to the Postal Service so that it can offer early retirements, even though he said some in his party might not agree.
Okay, where does this go from here? What are the next steps?
Well, this bill, now approved, goes to the full House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. That's one that Issa chairs. And it may incorporate some of the objections raised here. He seemed to indicate that he would be willing to listen, although, again, they weren't approved in this subcommittee. Meanwhile, like I said earlier, House Democrats have proposed a competing measure. That, interestingly, would create an innovation chief at the agency and look at what other services, other than just delivering the mail, that the agency could possibly offer. Food for thought. And then earlier this week, President Obama had his plan and announced that. And, of course, senators have had theirs for a while. I spoke with Deputy Postmaster General Ron Stroman earlier this week. To be honest, he was just happy that ISA and these other politicians are thinking about the Postal Service.
We are certainly heartened that the chairman sees the importance of moving quickly to get postal legislation done this year, and we want to work with him, we want to work with the administration, and work with the Senate to come up with a package that is bipartisan and appeals to everyone can help stabilize the Postal Service's financing going forward.
And meanwhile, the Postal Service is going ahead with whatever it can do under its control. It's studying post offices and processing centers for closures. It's negotiating contracts right now with its unions. So it's doing what it can, but again, it said Congress has got to help them.